Welcome back to Sweet But Salty, the bliss point of podcasts, and to this episode that has no title as of yet. Usually when I'm recording, well, not usually, half of the time I have a title in mind and I know what I'm going to talk about, and the other half of the time I have no idea what I'm going to talk about. So this time around, I have no idea what to talk about. I'm just starting and seeing where my excitement is gonna take me, because I am actually very excited. Good things are happening in my life. Things are progressing. Creative projects are progressing. I'm very, very happy about that. And I just tidied up my bedroom, which gives me so much mental clarity, and I'm able to sit at my desk and feel comfortable and record in a just homey environment, and I really like that. So I totally recommend to clean up your room. Jordan Peterson says that after all, you know, clean your room and you'll be happy, basically. Or your depression will vanish magically. I'm not promising that, but you'll feel better and you'll feel like you have your life together. And I mean, I have like a basic level of structure in my room usually, but throughout the week, I'm not always able to keep that up, at least not in the way that I would like to. So it took me about 2 hours to get everything cleaned up and tidied up, and I think that's pretty okay. Yeah, so that was a little side note segue element of this episode where I tell you about cleaning. And yeah, the other one is just me telling you about creative projects that I'm finally working on properly. And also, I am getting help from very lovely people who are hopefully as excited as I am about my projects. And I think it's always so important to work with others and to allow yourself to accept help where necessary, because you can't always know and do everything. And I am the best example for that, because I recently learned that I'm a scanner personality. And what that means is that I'm interested in a wide field of different things. I'm very interested in many different subjects and concepts and topics and just so many different fields. And it's sometimes hard for me to stay focused and to really work on one thing for a long period of time. And that's why I like my job, because as a designer, you work on a project base. So that means that you focus on one thing for a certain amount of time until the next one arises out of the depths of a client brief. And you are then taking on a completely new direction and project. That is really interesting to me. However, that also means in my private life, or on my projects that I work on in my free time, I don't have deadlines. I don't have a client, because I am my own client, basically. And yeah, I mean, I just had the idea to kind of set up a contract with yourself where you clearly define what is needed and in which way it is needed, and to set a deadline and sort of frame of reference for the things that you're doing. And I think that would be really good. It would take more time, but it would create this, let's say, organizational framework that you usually don't have when you work on projects for yourself. So I think that's a good idea that I'm gonna try out. Yeah, but as I said, so I'm a scanner personality, interested in many different things. I like jumping from one subject to the other, and that makes it a little hard to finish projects on time, or like in a decent, acceptable time frame. And that's probably why I liked personalities like Jared Leto, who is a great example of, I think, a scanner personality and a self-paced learner who kind of learned things by doing and by research. And I used to really like him, and I'm very torn on the subject of this man and his personality. So I'm really making an effort to finalize projects because it's so much fun to do that when you work on something for a long time and then you actually bring it to life. It's always a good feeling, and I will do that this year in particular, and I'm working on creating my own business. I'm taking baby steps in that direction. I'm going to be honest, I'm not going to jump into having my own business from one day to the next. That's not going to happen. But like creating a side hustle and doing free projects for different people at the side, that's something I see myself doing and I feel excited about without necessarily having the burden of being responsible for everything financially and otherwise that's happening in my life and in my business. So I'm gonna try that out. I'm gonna work on it. I have to settle things and set things up first, but I think that's the right way for me to go. And as you can probably tell by my voice and the way I speak, I'm very excited about that. I don't know if I talked about this in my podcast. I don't think I mentioned this, but I'm going to therapy again. I used to go to therapy in 2017, or I think that's when I started therapy, and then I finished it 2 years after. Then I broke down and went to a clinic and had therapy for 2 months straight. And now I'm going to therapy again, even though I feel good. I'm still on antidepressants and other meds, and it's not that easy to wean off of them and to like taper them down on your own, at least not for me, and not without feeling insecure sometimes or doubting the step that I'm taking or doubting myself or doubting reality, which is the worst part about that. But getting help and getting into therapy, and I think I'm gonna create a dedicated episode about that, really helped me to see certain patterns in my life and thinking and acting that are important to address. So one thing I realized during my last session, and something my therapist pointed out to me, is how excited I was talking about my goals and dreams. And that's probably something you're noticing in this episode too. I'm really excited. I am tired still, and now I'm bombarding you literally with my newest realizations and results of certain research and blood work that I did. I'm low in folate, and my doctor didn't point this out to me, but the internet did. The first symptom of low folate or folic acid is actually fatigue, which is extreme in my case. And the second one is dizziness or getting out of breath really fast. And that's definitely also the case. So I'm probably just going to supplement that and hopefully I'm going to feel better. I'm definitely going to report back on if that helped or not, but I'm gonna give it a good 3 months. And I really hope that everything's getting better as the weather's getting better, because when the sun's out and the temperatures rise, you feel a little more comfortable than sitting in darkness and living in darkness, or what feels like it. So yeah, I'm excited about all of the developments in my life right now. I'm learning certain lessons, and one of the main ones is actually that if you want something, go for it. Don't wait and don't let society tell you what to do or what not to do. There are certain things I thought or believed that were actually just social norms that I had sort of internalized, and I'm just letting go of them because I don't want that anymore. I am a creator. I'm an artist. I'm a musician. I'm a designer. I'm all of those things, and I have a right to be all of those things. I have a right to create the things I want to create and to find my way of living through that or with that. Or, you know, sometimes when your path is not straight, it's kind of hard to stay optimistic and motivated, but it's also the beauty of life. A life well lived, so to say, to me means flexibility and doing different things and doing things differently from other people and living according to what my soul really needs. And I think that's a beautiful ending for this episode. I could go on about my level of excitement for such a long time, and things are only starting out, and I'm already like excited and passionate about everything that's happening, and that just shows me that I'm on the right track. So to sum this episode up very shortly and briefly, I'd say follow your passion. And I think I just found the title of this episode. I really hope that you enjoyed this. If you did, please make sure to subscribe and to rate my podcast wherever you're listening. You can also recommend this to someone you know who would benefit from it. And I really hope to catch you soon. Stay tuned. Bye.